Chapter 10, Section 1, An Unexpected Discovery. In my pursuit of discovering a way to test the peace, war and wonder cycle, then I had accidentally stumbled upon a narrative for describing a system-wide organizational change. How widespread a change would be depended upon how well connected the components that were industrializing are. They could be specific to an ecosystem, for example legal will writing, and a small set of value chains, or they could impact many industries, for example computing, and many value chains. The narrative would start with the birth of a new concept to one, which would undergo a process of evolution through competition from its first wonder and exploration to convergence around a set of products, point 1 in figure 115 below. These products, after X iterations crossing many chasms and following many diffusion curves, would become more stabilized with well-defined best practice for their use, point 2 in figure 115. Large vendors would have established, each with inertia to future change due to past success, but the concept and the activity it represents will continue to evolve. Eventually the component would be suitable for industrialization, and new entrants, not suffering from inertia, would make the transition across that inertia barrier, introducing a more commodity form of X plus 1. This would trigger a state of war, a shift to industrialized forms, a release of capability and capital, point 3, enabling an explosion of new activities due to componentization effects and new practices, point 4, through co-evolution. The underlying activity would continue its evolution to ever more industrialized forms until some form of stability is achieved with a 1 plus n, along an arduous journey of n iterations from the first wonder of its first introduction. The past ways, the past forms of the activity, the past practice would have died off, point 5, and they would have done so quickly. See figure 115, Understanding Why, for more details. In 2008, this was exactly what was started to happen around me in cloud computing. But the vast majority of people seemed to be assuring me that the change would take many decades, it would be very slow. Why would this be a slow progression? Why wouldn't the change happen quickly? To understand this, we need to introduce a climatic pattern known as the punctuated equilibrium.